Morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this bank holiday weekend. It's lovely to see you and thank you for being with us. And we welcome visitors in particular. All of you are very welcome on this glorious day. We begin by singing hymn number 358, verses 1 and 3, King of Glory, King of Peace. Turn in our prayer books to page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord,
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Praise you for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ.
Collect for today, the 11th Sunday after Trinity. O God, you declare your almighty power, most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
This essay, complex in many ways, ends simply with some specific instructions about the Christian way of life, which gives praise to God in both word and deed. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing it that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good, and do share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus' parable is a stern lesson not to think too highly of ourselves, but to copy his humility, and also, like him, give our greatest concern to those in greatest need. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1.